Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, wow. Hello? Baby, I don't know what to believe. Did everybody get paid? Like, that's the whole thing. Oh my God. So we're welcoming all fucking conspiracies here. Thank you. So at this point, it's not any breaking news. We all know. Hello. Can you guys hear me? God, welcome. What's going on, guys? Yes, what's going on? Hey, everybody. What up, what up, what up? We are back with another video. Hopefully, you guys can hear me okay. Well, if you are a returning subscriber, then you guys know how this shit goes. Some shit might shut down, some shit might stop working, but we will get through the show. And if you're new, welcome and hello. You know, I took a couple of days off, and, you know, it just feels like when you take, like, 2-3 days off, you're like, what do I do next? You lose your bearings. I'm a mess. But, listen, Jussie Smollett, by now, it is not breaking news. It's not a surprise. Jussie Smollett's charges have been dropped. Yes, Jussie Smollett's charges have been dropped. So we're never going to find out the truth of what happened to this damn in this damn situation. People are celebrating. Some people are still side-eyeing it. I'm one of those people that are still side-eyeing it because I feel like, wait a minute, this is not making any sense. How did it go from, you know, 16 counts and up to 62 something years to now, if he was to be convicted of the charges, he would have only gotten community service. So the state's attorney decides, Kim Fox decides that she's going to, you know, drop the charges because he's already performed his community service. So they held a press conference today. Smollett's attorney was speaking, and then Jussie had some words. Now, the attorney, what I thought was really, really interesting, if you guys seen it, they weren't answering any questions about the brother. They weren't answering any questions about the Chicago PD, other than the Chicago PD shouldn't be putting things out into the media until they have all the facts and they can actually try the case. But when there was questions asked about, you know, payoffs, any deals being made, his lawyer said, no, there was no deals. There was no payoffs. But they never said what happened either. They never said how they came to this conclusion that it should be dropped. Jussie is still claiming that he's innocent. And if you ask me, I think it's a crock of bullshit. I think that everybody got paid. I think the district attorney got paid. I personally feel like the Chicago PD is in on this because if you think about it, remember when the I was telling you guys the Chicago PD was doing an internal investigation because people were lying and making up stories. Like, so, and then you had Jussie Smollett come in that on his court at his court date and he's just strutting into the courtroom. Like, he already knew in his mind that everything was taken care of and he pled not guilty. I just feel like, you know, if nothing else in this world, if I ever become rich and famous, I would love to have Jesse Smollett's team because they just made that shit go away. That shit just went away. Like, why are we not talking about the brothers? They're not even saying if they're going to prosecute the brothers. They're not saying if they, we don't know anything about what's going to happen to the brothers. And then they've admittedly attacked Jesse Smollett. I mean, we literally have them caught on camera buying the damn ski mask, but nobody's really saying anything. The brothers. So they're just walking around, or there's two racist white men walking around like, so there's somebody that's walking around, right? Somebody needs to go to jail. Is anybody going to jail? Like, I'm trying to figure out. Like, I'm so lost. Did he give the 10,000? Like, I need an attorney. I need somebody that's got the legal to call in and help me figure this shit out because I'm trying to figure out, did he give the $10,000 back to the city of Chicago, his bond? Did he? Is that what I got from that? Am I right on that? Because I just feel like this is not making any sense. And I don't feel like I have any kind of conclusion to what has happened here. I definitely don't have any conclusion, okay? They had no comment when it came to prosecuting the brothers, or they had no comment when they said, does Jesse have an issue with the Chicago PD? But then you got the mayor and the Chicago PD acting as if they didn't know that the charges were dropped until we did. Like, they're messy, too. They're messy, too, because they were leaking stuff to the public. They were all in on this. I feel like the Chicago PD was in on this. I feel like the district attorney was in on this. I feel like the Lee Daniels was in on this. Jesse was clearly in on this. The African men were the sacrifice. They was in on that, and they got paid off, and they're probably nothing's probably going to happen to them. Everybody got paid. I'm going with that theory. Everybody got paid. I'm telling you. They had to have. This just doesn't go away. This was planned from the beginning. That's why Jesse knew when he walked into that motherfucking courtroom, strutting in there, it made news. Everybody was talking about it. Why? Because he had already made the fucking deal. The deal was already made. He knew that this was going to get off. Now, he knew he was going to get off. Some people say they don't think the police was in on it. I don't fucking know. I feel like everybody was in on it because the police was being messy too. They had an internal investigation because they were putting out fake news and they were putting out information before they were supposed to. So my thing is this. How could something just be this popular, this hot, and then it just disappear? Just disappeared. And then you have to go back to that day when he walked in that courtroom and was like, not guilty. He knew then. They planned this shit from the beginning. And I think that I think once they planned it, I feel like maybe some other, I don't know. I'm really like stuck. Like, this shit is like, what? Because I'm trying to figure out at what point did everybody get paid? You get what I'm saying? Like, was this a plan from the beginning? Or was it only a few people involved? And then it started to become more people involved because the bucks were getting bigger. I don't know. But we're going to open up the call-in lines. Hopefully I get some attorneys to call in and help me figure out, you know, where we're going with this. Because I feel like this shit is not over. So I want to know what you guys think. All right. Shout out to Samuel Woodson for the super chat. Who lied? Who was telling the truth? Where are the brothers? Who's getting fired? Why can't the court say Jesse Smollett is innocent versus the use of legal jargon. Why is Jesse doing community service and leaving $10K on the table if he is innocent? He's not innocent. That's the thing. The question is, who got paid? Who got paid? Everybody got paid. Shit, everybody got paid. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Deals were made. This was definitely a fucking deal. And it just went away. It went away. Just like that, it went away. It's done. That's a hell of a team. Oh, my God. That was Empire. We just watched a live episode of Empire. Like, really, we just watched that. And guess what? Jesse Smollett got what he wanted. And then he got a little dirty. Now we know him as the infamous Jesse Smollett now, you know, and we'll know him as getting away. But his career has like, woo. And now it's okay for people to hire him because, according to the legal system, you know, he's innocent because the charge was dropped. Never mind what you think in your personal mind, because we know that just doesn't make any sense. But it's okay now for television shows and, you know, movies and producers and people to work with him because, listen, the man is innocent. He didn't do anything. So now the checks are going to start getting bigger. He's going to be getting bookings. All right. Shout out to Don Michelle for the super chat. They're all damn guilty. Ass whoopings for everybody. Thomas B., Michael Avenatti and Kim Fox are dirty. They're going to blow the R. Kelly case. So let's take some callers. 563-999-3658. Y'all let me know what y'all think about this whole situation. Because I'm like, wait a minute. Something is not right. 978-8025, you're live on the air.
Good afternoon, Amon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. It's a beautiful day. How are you doing?
Good. So let's talk about it. So there was no makeup.
Well, first of all, you don't know that. You don't know that. But that's what this is what's so funny. You don't.
Okay.
You don't. Listen. You don't. Well, listen. This is what's so funny about the industry that we live, that we work in, you and I. We thought, we knew he was guilty. But when you have money, when you have great lawyers, you can get off. You can get off of anything. So if the Chicago Police Department and stuff, they shouldn't be surprised. Because one time, if you make one mistake or if you recant a story like the police department did in Chicago, it's going to automatically make them look very bad. Really bad. It did. People stopped believing them. It's the same thing that happened with the O.J. Simpson case. The second they found out that there was that racist police officer, and they caught him on tape saying the N-word many times, it made him look bad and made OJ look good. So this is the legal system. The thing about the legal system, it's not fair. That's what we have to understand. It's not fair. And to be honest, I don't know if you remember when I called in last week about this, I said when he was strutting into court, I mean, people were like, go, Jesse, go. And this is the thing. Human nature, we've seen black people be taken down many times. So the third time it happens, people, African Americans, are going to be happy, even if he's guilty or not guilty. And that's just
true human
nature, because we're so used to seeing us getting beaten down. When we beat a case, we're like, fuck yeah. So I put on my social media, you know, I work in sports, I don't work in film, but I really hope that Jesse learns from this. And I agree with you. He will definitely get more popular after this. His name alone.
Yes.
His name
this
alone
was
basically. Yeah. Go ahead.
This was the ultimate publicity stunt. Like, this was the
very
best
much.
Publicity stunt ever. And it was calculated so well. Like, whoever wrote this was fucking excellent. Like, this was some Empire shit. That's why I even feel like the Chicago PD was in on it. Like, maybe their job was to look like fuck-ups and idiots.
They were probably all in it. Tell me, okay, answer this question. Who is the biggest actor right now, or the biggest celebrity period right now, based in Chicago? Aside from someone who doesn't have something going on legally, like R. Kelly. Name one person.
I don't know.
Jesse.
Jesse, yeah.
Jesse's, He's the only person. He's the biggest thing right now. I can guarantee you he has friends that are police officers in Chicago. I can guarantee you that Lee Daniels has friends that work in the system in Chicago. And what pisses me off is, I don't know if it's my faith, my spiritual faith, but just all dirty, 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 dirty. I mean, listen, I'm not going to compromise just because I work in the industry. I'm not going to compromise my integrity. So this just makes me, I would not interact with Lee Daniels. I would not interact with anybody who's associated with Empire on the executive staff. Don't you find it ironic how 3 days ago Lee Daniels finally came back to social media? That's because he knew what was going to happen.
He knew what was going to happen.
He did. I'm like, oh, now you're back? This past Friday he came back? Okay, because he found out what the deal was going to be. He probably was told by Jesse's attorney, how do you go from having 16 counts to zero, no repercussions?
Nothing. And then where are the brothers? What's happening with the footage of them buying the fucking ski mask and the hats and everything? What about that? What about them saying that Jesse had them do that?
Listen,
what happened?
My Nigerian brothers were trying to get paid. They were trying to get paid. They don't want Jesse to go down. They came here. They grew up here. They're trying to get paid. I'm Nigerian. I'm not American, but I understand they're trying to get paid. Not that what they did was wrong, right, but I understand why they're quiet now, because they also knew that Jesse was going to get out. So just like you said, this is like an episode of Empire. It pretty much is. I mean, when I read the headline on my phone, I started laughing. I was like, bro.
All right, caller. Thank you. We got to take another caller.
Thank you so much, Armand.
Bye. Love when you call. Thanks. Okay. So Don Michelle says, Lee Daniels did this. He needs his name clean. Probably made a huge donation to the CPD. Something is fishy, allegedly. Okay. 443-1810. You're live on the air.
Hey, brother. It's been a long time. It's Darnay.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Darnay?
How are you?
I'm doing good.
I had to call and support this show. Shout out to you and YouTube and everything. And, you know, I'm always going to be a big supporter of yours, and I love you down.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. Yeah, what's going on? What do you think about the situation?
So me personally, I look at it from a different standpoint, because I feel like at the end of the day, before Jesse is an actor, he is also a queen.
And
queens just can't seem... They just can't. It's always something in the scene with the queen has to always pull a stunt or a scam. It always has to be something. It's always something. He was itching to do something. I mean, are you not getting enough attention? I mean, Empire is one of the biggest shows to, you know what I'm saying, the black community, just in general. It's a very, very popular show. So I'm confused as to how you needed to organize a stunt, a public stunt, in order for you to get more attention. Were you not getting some type? Where's this coming from? Are you depressed? What is it that you feel like you needed this extra to do this? Now, in the eyes of everybody saying, okay, well, you know, yes, white people get off all the time. It's not really like a race thing, but yes, white people get off all the time and things of that nature. Okay, boom, he gets off. Okay, bam. But it has to be some type of consequences somewhere down the line, because now these scams are going to be pulled left and right, and people just know they need to have the right lawyer in place. And the right thing. You see what I'm saying? And you're able to pull these stunts off with the right amount of money. I wouldn't be surprised if R. Kelly had his coin situated, even though we know he's broke and he don't have his money. I wouldn't be surprised if he would have got off on what he got going on right now if he had the money to do it.
Yeah, so you think Jesse Smollett just paid everybody?
I think that he paid everybody involved. I honestly think that the brothers, they're just like, I honestly think Jesse's probably sitting back right now like, girl, I worked that, didn't I? I aired that out, didn't I, girl? The girls thought I was going to jail, all of that. Bitch, please, I did that. Like, I honestly think That's how he's sitting back. I think that he had a conversation with Lee Daniels. I think that they organized it all. I think that they honestly just felt like they had the money to pay everybody. And like you said, even the Chicago Police Department, everybody has something to do with it. Half of these police, they making, they just like teachers, they not making enough money out here. Why wouldn't they take the coin and be like, okay, girl, this not that serious anyway. Let's just sweep it under the rug. Okay, oh well. Don't nobody really live for Trump anyway. It was Trump involved. They talking about Trump hats and all of this. It was a coin sign.
But some people are saying that. So you, but you know, the police are saying that they're upset that the case was dropped, and the police are saying that they didn't even know that it was dropped until we found out that it was dropped. But my thing about that is the police were being messy too. They had a whole investigation happening.
That's what I'm saying. Do you really believe that they did not know the case was going to be dropped? They knew well ahead of time that this was going to happen. Clearly, you see what I'm saying? Like, they have not yet to say anything about the brothers. The brothers have not received any type of consequences. They've not approved. This footage has just mysteriously gone away. They had everything they needed to prosecute everybody involved. They had everything they needed. They had all the evidence that they needed to prosecute them. They had it. This was literally they were paid off. Point blank, I don't care how nobody felt about it. They were paid off in the situation. Jussie Smollett is a queen at the end of the day, and he just was itching to get something. He just had to pull a scam. No, you have all the money. That's what I'm saying. These girls get out here, and you done worked your way to the top. Honestly, you work your way to the top as an actor. So you did that in an honest way. And somewhere down the line, you still just had to be a queen and or scam. And you already where you need to be. What was the person? What was the intention? That's what I'm confused about. What did you need to? What was that? I mean, brother, help me understand. I'm trying to figure it out now, girl.
So we got to take some more calls, baby. I love you.
I love you, damn smooches.
Bye. Yes. We are talking about it. If you are just joining us, we're talking about Jussie Smollett and the charges. All 16 counts have been dropped down to zero. The state's attorney's office decided that, you know, they dropped the case because if he was going to be charged, he was going to get community service, and he's already done his community service. So Jussie Smollett, the story is over, but we know nothing about as to how it, you know, why really it got resolved or, you know, we know what we don't know about the brothers that either jumped him or did not jump him. We don't know anything about these white men. There's so many questions that are left unanswered that this is clearly, if you cannot see that this was some behind the scenes deal making, you're fucking crazy. Obviously, somebody got paid. Like, everybody got paid. Like, there's literally no other way to put this. Like, it just went away. It's just done. So we're not going to talk about anything. Okay, let's just take the Chicago PD out, and let's just say that they're not involved. Maybe let's say that they had a vendetta against Jussie Smollett, whatever. That still doesn't take away from the fact that there was footage of these two African men purchasing the very evidence that Jussie Smollett mentioned. Like, there was footage of them. They even said that Jussie paid them or Jussie coached them, and they set it up. They rehearsed this. They said that they rehearsed this with him. So who's lying? And if so, shouldn't somebody be going to jail? Or just everything's just going to go ahead and be done? Because what's weird to me was that Jussie's attorney, when they asked, you know, are they going to take legal actions against the two brothers? What about the two brothers? She was like, well, we're not going to do the two brothers like the Chicago PD did Jussie and just throw out a bunch of things in the media until we know what's going on, until we actually prosecute. I don't think that they're going to prosecute those two brothers. They were in on it. Jussie is about to go back to work and live his life, and everything is about to be done. Nobody's going to get in trouble. Like, I'm just... Let's take another caller, because maybe y'all can help me figure out. This doesn't make any sense. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi.
Hi, what's going on?
Nothing much. I'm calling from the Netherlands. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, shout out to you from the Netherlands. What time is it out there?
Hey, it's like 7:50 p.m.
P.m.? Oh, wow. You caught us right on time.
Yeah, it's quite late. I always watch you at night after work. So, so I've been following this Jesse Millett story, and I just want to give my 2 cents, and then I'll get off the line, because I know you have to take other callers. But I've been thinking that this is a political scandal.
Okay.
From the beginning. Like, I understand what people are saying. He could be clout chasing and all of that stuff. But I really think it goes deep, because you need real power in order to make a case like this go away. Now, people don't really talk about this, but Jussie Smollett is related to Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris. I think that's her name. He is her nephew. But they don't really talk about that much, but it's been verified. You can look that up. And she's running for president. She's a Democratic candidate for the presidency in the U.S. for next year. And both of them have been on this I Hate Donald Trump campaign. And I think that she somehow convinced him to do this stunt so that it would stir up controversy. Because don't forget the details where, you know, the whole wearing the Trump hats and the MAGA stuff. Like, he put that in there strategically. So that was initially meant, I think, to kind of stir up hate and get people. And if they actually got away with it, then I think that the Democrats, and specifically Kamala Harris, would have used this as something to help her in her campaign to make Donald Trump look bad and make him look like he's a racist. I mean, we already know that he's a racist, but they probably wanted some media stunts in order to kind of get people's emotions involved and to get them riled up about this. So I think it was really all a political scandal that went wrong. It wasn't properly planned. And now that it's gone away, it's like damage control.
So you think it's that, like, Kamala Harris made this go away?
Yes, I do.
Because it would be bad for her, her campaign.
Well, if it's not her, whoever is working for her, because she and Jesse Smollett are close. I mean, besides the fact that they're related, they spend a lot of time together, they campaign together, they do all of that. They hate Donald Trump together. So I wouldn't be surprised if somehow she convinced him to help her with this, and it just went all wrong. Because the Chicago PD was really eager to get Jesse Smollett once they started to unravel this and see that this was all a big scam. And then all of a sudden, we don't hear anything about it anymore. And I don't think that someone like Lee Daniels has enough power to make a huge case like this go away. I think it takes real power, like political power, like what Kamala Harris and whoever's helping her has. That's my theory. It's just a theory.
But you know what? It for it to be the state's attorney dismissing the case, it definitely has to have political power to it. So you might be right. We don't know who's up in there, but somebody's got some big
power. I don't know. I'm just saying, because I've been thinking this from since the beginning, once I saw the connection. And don't forget, after the attack happened, before we started to suspect that it was fake, she went on her Twitter and she condemned the attack, and then she also used the attack as a basis to get her anti-lynching bill passed. So she was already using this from the beginning, from the day that it happened. And then a few days later, once we all started to get suspicious and she was being interviewed and they asked her about the Jussie Smollett case, she had nothing to say. She choked up. She was visibly shaken. And that's her nephew, or at least her friend. She could have said, I support him either way, or something like that. But she was like she was caught off. So I thought that was very suspicious.
Okay. Well, thank you for your input, caller. You got a lot of people talking right now. Let's get into it. Do we think that Jussie Smollett has teamed up with Kamala Harris to pull the ultimate political stunt and it went wrong? Wow, what a conspiracy. Thank you. Yeah, you listed. We welcome all conspiracy theories today, right now, okay? Because We none of us know. None of us know. All we can do is throw shit out there. Because at this point, the case has been dropped. To me, I feel like that needs to be like a short film. Like, that shit literally went the fuck away. Like, that is like, man, that was good. Like, they got rid of that. That was good. 803-6643, you're live on the air.
What's up, Armand?
What's going on?
First of all, let me say this. Whoever that was called before, she's a complete dumbass. That's
okay,
stupid.
No, we can't do that.
Well, she's stupid. Like, that's so stupid. Like, you can research Kamala Harris is not related to Jussie Smollett. Like, what the? That's stupid. She's a Russian troll. Like, for real. She's stupid. Second of all, so I remember when this whole thing went down and Jussie originally got arrested. Everybody was like, oh, well, if a white person did it, he wouldn't even get charged. He wouldn't get arrested. If a white person did this and that, then he would get off. And now that Jussie's getting off, it's black people who are mad. It's black people who want him locked up. It's black people who are saying he should have been in prison. So which one is it? Are we pro-black or are we not pro-black? Like, do we want, like, I'm just glad the brother got off. Like, because, like, let it have been, first of all, let it have been a straight black man, he wouldn't have got off, honestly. Let's just say that. But, so are we rooting for him or are we not? I mean, we know he fucked up. A lot of people fucked up. White people fucked up. Like, white people lie all the time to get away with it. So now that the brother got away with it, we mad and we want him locked up. So I don't get black people sometimes because we're pro-black 1 minute, next minute we're not pro-black. We want him locked up. I believe if Jussie was a straight black man, then the black community would be like, oh, we're glad he got off. But no, just because he's gay and he's black, then everybody all of a sudden, oh, he had to pay somebody off. Oh, he had to do something. I seen a meme on Twitter saying like he sucked dick or something to get off.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
I think it's more of the situation that where people are, the way that the story ended, I think people were expecting to know what happened. So it's kind of like, there's no ending. So everyone is left to speculate. So people are going to talk.
But that's none of our business, though.
Yeah, but then it sounds like,
that,
so.
That only the police know, like, what's going on, like, what's the end of that case. It's like, is a white girl that can cry rape on a black nigga and have him locked up for all these years, and then 10 years later, he's just out of jail, and nothing happens to the white girl. But he's been locked up all these years, he has no life, and now we want to put Jussie in prison? Come on, white people lie all the time, bro. Let's get over it. Like, let the man go. Like, let him live his life. Like, he's not going to have a legitimate career anymore. He's not going to be on top like he was. So let the man live. Like, who cares? Let him live. The charges will drop. He's not being faced. Let the man live. Who cares what comes after the crime?
Right, we understand it. You know what it sounds like, though? It sounds like, I understand where you're coming from, because you're coming from a perspective where, you know, there's a lot of black men that get convicted of things that they shouldn't have, or, you know, they don't get convicted of the same kind of things that white people get convicted of. So when there's a black man that kind of gets away with it, you like, well, shit, leave him alone. I get where you're coming from. But it still does not change the fact that what he did was still wrong. And so from the lens that I look at it, everybody gets consequences, white or black. You get what I'm saying? Like, I can't, because what he could have potentially done is started a race war where the world could have been divided even more so than it is now. And it could have been a real, real big issue. All for what?
The world is already divided. The president,
but it could have been worse. People could have died.
We're talking about Jussie Smollett when the president is the biggest racist race baiter in the world, and we're talking about Jussie Smollett. The world is already divided. It's too much things going on in Chicago that fucking mayor and that police officer need to worry about than Jussie Smollett. Come on, man. Like, let the man live. Like, he getting off. Be happy your brother got off.
So let me ask you this: do you think that all black people that lie? So you think if you're black and you lie, and you do something bad, you shouldn't go to jail. You shouldn't suffer any consequences because you're black.
Listen, I believe Jussie should have went to jail. I believe he should have went to jail. He should have paid for what he did. But now that he's not, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, man, now that he's not, then let the man live. Now that the courts have made their decision, let him live. I believe if you lie, if you do something fucked up, you deserve the consequences of your actions. But if you're not going to be held accountable, what can I do? What, I'm not going to sit on social media and say he needs to be locked up, he needs to be thrown under the jail. It's only black people that I've seen saying that about him. It's only black gay people that I'm seeing saying that about him. But just a few days ago, y'all were, oh, well, Brian Lochte did it, and he got away with it. Jesse better get away with it, too. But now that he's actually getting away with it, it's a problem. Y'all just wanted that man to get locked up, in my opinion, just because he was black and just because he's gay.
Well, thank you for your opinion, caller. Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
So we got to take some more callers. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, Armand.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? First of all, I agree with the first girl that the girl called from Norway. It could be a politician could be pushing this, and only a politician with that type of power could push this. Now, I feel like I agree with the gentleman who just got off the phone. Why is it that when a black gay dude does some type of bullshit, it's always on the news? Especially the way it started. It started as Jesse saying, oh, it was a political thingy where they were hating on him because he was good and they recognized him and bullshit like that. Now, this whole story, it looks like someone from the opposite side sabotaged it to order to make it look like, oh, Jesse Mullet is doing this and this and this and set up the stage. I'm pretty sure that the police set up some of the stuff for this dude to fall. It was a trap for him and shit. However, once he wanted it and shit, to the point, like, I feel like it should be a point where we should support him because when a white person...
What are we supporting, though? That's my question. Do you... I can only support how I genuinely feel. I'm not going to support someone based off of, oh, black or white, okay? Because that's like saying I will support a liar just because they're black, but because they're black, I'm going to... And I feel like they're lying. I'm going to pretend like they're not lying, like I believe them. I don't believe this.
We don't have...
I don't believe this, and I don't feel like you really believe this either.
No, that's the thing. I don't believe, because we don't have all the information, because it seems like all the true information, what truly happened, is filtered. And every single person on this argument is using those information to their best, you know, and that's the thing. Now, the reason why I believe that we should support Jesse Mullet is because, A, how many black people do you see win cases like this? When a white person does it, it's like, all right, then let's be done with it. Same thing. Let's keep up the same energy with black folks. If they win, all right, then that's it. Case closed. Move on. Simple as that. Why are we still talking about it? There's still other stuff that white folks are still doing that needs to be put on. Like, and another reason why I'm coming and I feel so salty about this information being so nationally
five more seconds
when it was canceled is because there's other problems in the world that we could be talking about, but we're sitting here talking about petty, stupid stuff. So that's all.
All right. Thank you, caller.
You're doing an amazing job, bro.
All right. Well, we have a few. Listen, if you're just joining us, welcome to the show. Listen, if you haven't done so by now, please go ahead and head over to that subscribe button. Hit that subscribe, okay? We want you to click that notification bell so that you're notified every time we go live. The call-in number is 563-999-3658. Save it, store it in your phone. Sometimes you want to be the first one to call because the lines go through the roof and you may not get in. Welcome to all the new people. Shout out to Facebook. Shout out to YouTube. I want to see what the people are saying. I want to see what the people are saying. What are they saying? Here's the thing, people. I understand what a lot of you guys are saying when it comes to you know, being supportive of him. But me personally, as Armand, I cannot just be a supporter of someone because of the color of their skin or how they sexually identify. Like, gay people lie, straight people lie, black people lie, all people lie. So why am I going to support? I'm not here to support the lie. I'm not saying that there's no proven fact that he's lied. But to me, they're proven facts that something clearly is not making any sense. Now, we can all ignore because the court has ruled it as thrown out. They dropped the charges or whatever. So if you want to look at it from a legal perspective, okay, yes, he's not guilty. But from an integrity, internal, you know, moral, you know deep down that some shit wasn't right. Just kind of how, like, everybody knows OJ really did it, but they was happy that OJ got off. It's the same shit. You know Jesse Smollett is guilty, but he beat the case. So what are we talking about here? Because the biggest thing I want to talk about is who all got paid. No, seriously, guys. Now, this is just my opinion. Now, everybody's entitled to their opinion. A lot of you guys feel wholeheartedly that he was not guilty. And for me, I just can't understand that when there's footage of these men purchasing the damn evidence. The way that the story added up, the way that Jesse Smollett strutted into the courtroom as if he knew already, that he was going to be, the case was going to be dropped. Like, for me, it just needs to be a little bit more definitive as to why. Like, and in the Chicago PD, let's just take them out of it as being like co-conspirators or whatever. Let's just say that right now they're upset. They're upset that the charges have been dropped, okay? So if the police is upset that the charges would be dropped, they obviously felt like they had enough evidence and they had enough information for him to, you know, be charged. But somehow everything just went away, and we're not going to talk about these two men or these four men, these black men that allegedly lied, and or the two white men who actually attacked Jesse Smollett. Because now I'm confused. Who really did the attack, the white men or the black men? But either way, both men, sets of men, are out and free, and we're not talking about what's going to happen to them. Oh, my God. I'm just, I don't really know. Let's take another call. 646-9911. You're live on the air.
Hey, boo.
Hey.
Yeah, this is Sean from the Bronx.
What's going on?
I just want to give my 2 cents on the whole thing.
All right, drop it.
Like, I feel like we all looking at this as a, we want to know the why, but we're not piecing this all together. Like, first
okay.
of all, the two guys, they got that thing from a beauty supply store. If you notice, the store they wasn't like a Home Depot or nothing like that. It's a beauty supply store, literally a beauty supply store. Then you have camera footage of two guys just walking randomly. What happened to the other footage? It just disappeared. We don't know if Jesse Smollett actually saw a white guy, and they telling us that there's only footage of two black guys. Second, another thing, the two black guys live well-financed neighborhood. It's very wealthy. Why would they do this for only $2,500? They rent is $2,500. It makes no sense. They went on a trip to Africa that would have cost $2,500 off the rip. So that don't make no sense. That angle's not flying. Another thing, people keep talking about the Chicago PD.
But why did the black guys say that they did it? Why did they say that Jesse took them and they rehearsed it? They rehearsed it the day before. They said this.
We don't know why these guys are saying that. We haven't heard from these guys. We heard from their legal representative. We haven't heard from these guys. Actually, we heard from their representative, and we haven't heard from her ever since then. And she also said that she had damaging evidence that we were going to see, which we never seen. They never pulled out.
Okay.
The Chicago PD, it would be good for them. This would be a plus for them to get persecuted, to get charged, because that's how they get money, raises, they get promotions when they get convictions. That's why the Chicago PD will want them to get prosecuted to the fullest extent, so they can look like heroes at the end of the day. So they don't really count because they have motives to want to take this further. I just feel like it's a whole bunch of stuff that we don't know, and we just we're not looking at it from all angles of this. How it's not making no sense on all accords, and it's not to place blame. I'm not saying that Jussie Smollett's innocent, and I'm not saying he's to blame. But this is a whole. This is bigger than what we think it is. If you think about all the facts of what's going on with this, and a lot of people are saying they want justice. They want justice. What justice? If anybody would do this, like the court said, the most you're going to get is a summons or a freaking community service. He did community service. What more do y'all people want? Why do y'all want to see him in jail? I don't get it. And everybody do this a lot of times. Women say they get raped. They found out that they didn't rape. They wasn't raped. They don't go to jail. You don't go to jail for lying. Lying is not a crime. You don't go to jail for that. So I don't understand.
So what
why
are we saying,
so
though? I think for
jail.
Me, I want to know the truth of what happened. It's not I want them to go to
You're
jail
never
or not.
Know
I
the truth. That's why. That's what I want. I want people to just like.
Right. We're never gonna know the truth. So who?
Never
that's my thing.
Truth.
So
it's
I. So
you.
Everybody got paid. Everybody got paid. That
and,
goes back to my point.
We're never gonna know. That's what I'm trying to tell you. This is something that we going to be talking about and conspiracy theories and this, that, but guess what? You're never going to know. Because the people who are really involved in what this was really about don't want you to know. That's why it's going away.
But right, but so that goes to my point.
The only thing
for us,
confusion is lies.
But that goes to my point. For everybody that's thinking that, for with all these narratives, everybody that I'm hearing that's coming in talking, they're making their points, but in the back of their minds, it sounds like everybody knows that this is some bullshit. But Jussie just got away with it. Like every single person that has tried to like justify this knows that in the back of their mind. Even you, because I can hear it.
No. I know. I just feel like this is some shit that's bigger than you and me. It's some political shit, some other shit going on that we are not privy to, and we never going to be privy to. Never going to be privy to. So everybody could just go to bed, have a nice, you know, drink.
Yeah, but that ain't going to happen.
This shit going to go away in a couple of days. We're going to be talking about something else, trust me. Because whatever was supposed to me, in my, like, conspiracy theory, I feel like something was supposed to go down. It didn't go down the way it was, and they switching lanes and going somewhere else. They offered it and going somewhere else. Because whatever they were supposed to be, what was supposed to happen did not happen. So they going another
Clearly,
way. Clearly,
which goes back way. Into the point that this shit did not just, he did not get attacked. This was all orchestrated. This was a plan, and motherfuckers got paid.
Right, but I feel like, yeah, he could have, but we don't know. But this is bigger than Jussie. This is bigger than
right. This
is bigger than Lee Daniels. This is bigger than all of that shit. This is some shit we don't. It could be political. It could be whatever. But we don't know. But my thing is,
right.
why are people so hasty for Jussie Smollett to go to jail? People do this all the time. They do not go to jail. You get community service and you walk. People lie. Lying is not a crime. Lying is
okay.
not a crime.
So, we'll just act like nothing happened. Shout out to you. Thank you, caller. What I'm hearing is motherfuckers just, like, it sounds like a bunch of black people, too. Black people is really something else. I'm telling you, because black people are just like, nigga, shut up. You got off with it. Just keep it going. Like, you just keep moving. Don't say shit. Just shut up. Everybody just shut up. We know we got away. Shut up. Stop talking. That's what they want. I understand. But that's not my job here, okay? We're going to talk about this shit. I want to know who all got paid. Fuck. Hold on, guys. You know, we're going to have our members only live today. I've been I was supposed to have that sooner for you guys, but we're going to have that. So shout out to you guys. So hopefully, guys, you have your questions ready for us. We are going to be doing a live stream for our members only today. If you would like to become a member, it's not a must, but you're welcome to. I will try to find the link right now, and I will put it in the comments. If you haven't done so, could you please subscribe to the channel? Make sure you guys like the video. I know it sounds a little redundant at times, but listen, I need you guys to do that. Thank you. If you're enjoying the show. Okay. All right. Shout out to everybody on Facebook. Shout out to everybody here on YouTube. Shout out again to my guy, Samuel Woodson, for coming through, blessing the channel. One of our big, big supporters of the channel. We really, really love and appreciate him for that. Thank you so much. Also, Wednesday, our music show, our Ma Listen to Your Music Live. Yes, if you submit, if you do music, please go ahead and submit via the ArmandWigginsShow.com. Yes, you do not want to miss that show. And if you do music, you do not want to not be in the show. All right. We're going to take a few more callers, and then we are going to wrap up. All right. Let's see what we got. Two four eight seven nine four nine. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to say a couple things.
Okay, one of
the biggest reasons why this was dropped was because Michelle Obama's former chief of staff contacted Kim Fox when this first really came out. Also, Kim Fox had talked to Jesse's family members. So that's why she recused herself. But it's not necessarily over for him yet. Because even though the state charges have been dropped because of a bunch of crooked shit going on, he still has to see what the feds are going to do about that letter. That's where he can serve serious time, because the feds have not said anything. I think they were waiting to see how this played out, but I do feel that there's a good chance he's going to be charged with that letter. And I've been online with people today, and something that I'm really, like, getting tired of is people always say, you know, well, white people do it too. White people get off with things like this. I mean, damn, we are held to a higher standard than them. Okay?
Okay.
If a white person wants to eat a crap sandwich, does that mean that we should do it too? Hell no. And I get tired of that. This is really not over for him yet. Everything, you know, the cops are mad, the mayor is mad, and everything like that. So I just cannot see him not getting anything done to him. And he also was not necessarily completely cleared because he had to give up his bond money. When they feel you're innocent and they drop a case, you get your bond money back. He's not getting his bond money back. So basically, this is some crooked stuff with Kim Fox and Michelle Obama's chief of staff and things like that. So I'm going to wait to see how it's played out. But he really needs to serve some time. He tried to start a race war. He put millions of people at risk, black and white, because of his fuckery. And it's just so stupid that he even did this. So he deserves to get something. So I'm praying that the feds will come in and charge him with that letter, because if they do, he can be charged with making a terroristic threat to the United States Postal Service, through them, I mean. So it's not over yet. It's not over yet, but I hope he does some time, because what he did was horrible, and everybody knows it. Everybody knows he's guilty. Even if people don't want to say it, everybody is
they
like
99%
guilty. No, they don't. No. You know, so we'll just wait and see. And I love calling into your show. I'm so
glad
I was able to speak with you. And you have a blessed day, sweetheart.
You too. Thank you for your input.
All right, sweetie. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, let's take another caller. 562-9691. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. This is Star from Long Beach. And I'm just calling in to say this is hilarious. And I don't feel bad for Jesse. And he's a mess. And I feel like this whole thing is going just how he planned it. He called himself the gay Tupac. He wants to be a martyr. It probably was always supposed to go like this. He gets arrested. He gets out. He got the cameras in his face, the suit with his glasses. Just, oh, my gosh, Jesse Smollett. He's innocent. Like,
yeah,
this is all fake. This is all what he wanted to do. And the African guys probably did it because they wanted some clout, too. But Jesse left him in the dust because he don't care. This whole thing is for everybody's entertainment. Nobody should be defending him. Nobody should be mad. Jesse Smollett is about to get famous, like white people famous. And
right.
Good on him. Good for you, Jesse. You a scammer. That's all I got.
So what you're essentially saying is Jesse Smollett, this was a publicity stunt for Jesse Smollett's career. And actually, it worked.
It worked.
So this is what the Chicago PD was saying from the beginning. But now, and I know for a fact it's going to work because now, you know, shows, television networks, TV production companies, they don't have to be afraid of hiring him because on paper, he's innocent.
Right. On paper, he is the martyr. Jesse Smollett, the gay black Tupac. Okay. This whole thing is a mess, and it's all for his publicity. It works. And he's going to get his job back, probably on Empire, probably become the main character. This is going to be a Lifetime movie, Jesse Smollett. Sorry, Jesse Smollett. He's going to be in his own Lifetime movie.
But at the same time, though, you're still going to see Jesse Smollett. Because even me, I he's innocent, but you're still never going to forget. Like, you know Jesse Smollett did something. Like, you know Jesse Smollett is going to his grave with something. You know, he's not going to have that same twinkle in his eye that he probably had before all of this. He's definitely got a dark something in there because he did. He lied. He lied and he got off.
This is his big into the, you know, initiation thing. And now he's going to have dead eyes, but he's going to be raped. So,
yes, going to be loaded. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Yes. We're getting into some things. Listen, I have no doubt in the world that Jesse Smollett probably won't be booked all over. He's going to be on everybody's televisions. He's probably going to be on Ellen doing an interview. He's going to be everywhere. But the people still going to know, Jesse, nigga, you lied, okay? We still know, nigga, you lied. Let's take one more caller. You using me? Oh, gotta be feeling like Wendy up here. 443-6545. You're live on the air.
Oh, hey, I'm on.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you? I'm so excited. I got through last one.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me give my 2 cents. I'm on. First of all, I don't think Jesse should get any time. You know, even though we all know he lied, we all know some bullshit.
I'm glad you're admitting that part, though. I'm glad you're at least saying that. Because people are not saying that part.
Oh, yeah. And if it doesn't make sense, then it's probably not true in the words of Judge Juice. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So I feel like on the flip side of it, if Armand was a white man and, you know, accused these black people of attacking him, and then he just got off and we just brushed it under the rug that he lied about that, we would be in an uproar right now. So for that reason, I just can't let it slide. You're lying.
You can't let it slide.
No, I can't.
Yeah, because you're right. If this was a white man and got off, the people would be going crazy right now. We would all be online going off.
Oh, yes. We would be enraged that he even said that, you know, that it was a black person and then reneged on it.
Right.
We would be upset. So I can't let him slide just because he's black and I'm black. I just can't. I don't know why he did it, but I don't want him on the show. I don't want him to go to jail, but I don't care if he's off the show. I feel like he should reap some consequences for what he's done, but not go to jail.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you with that. And that's why I also feel like everybody got paid. Everybody got paid because this doesn't just go away. And a lot of good callers made a made some good points when they were saying that this had, this is like somebody with a lot of power, maybe political power. I definitely agree there too. You know, it's, this is, this was a real live outplay of empire, just in front of the world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Something, Jesse knew something was different when he walked into that courtroom, strutted in there, and pled not guilty. He knew then the deal was already made.
Yep, the deal was already sealed. He was just showing up to let him know.
Then it was, wasn't it ironic that the judge allowed cameras in there, too? They just automatically allowed cameras for that.
Right.
Like, come
he
on.
Knew he knew, too.
Yes. All right, thank you, caller.
Thank you, Amon. Bye.
Bye. Oh, wow. So this has been yet again another phenomenal show, guys. I want to thank you guys. We got more videos coming. I will see you guys later for our members only little meeting. Gather, Kiki. If you haven't done so, please make sure you like, share, subscribe to the channel. Like us on the Armand Wiggins Show Facebook page. If you have any tips, any news, anything you guys would like to share, email me at thearmandwigginshow@gmail.com. Also, we have new merchandise on our website. Go ahead and check that out. And if you would like to submit to our music show, you can also do so on our website. It's every Wednesday. Armand listens to your music live. Whew, gosh, we're getting more things for the show. I'm just talking so much and my throat hurts today for some reason. Shoot. All right, guys. It's been a fantastic day. Thank you guys for watching. I'm gonna keep my eye on this thing. Keep me up to date with these updates. We're gonna talk about some stuff. It's a lot going on with this, so I don't think that it's over, but we'll see. Until next time, make sure you guys keep that same energy. Jesse Smollett, well, nigga, you made it. You got off. So I guess at the end of the day, Jesse was right, and we were all wrong.
We're recording live from a secret location.